who drives right down the baseline. And there's a loose ball. And Abraham comes up with it. She's rocking down the court. One official calls a travel. The other one a jump ball. And it is indeed going to be a travel. First substitution in for the game, number 35, Monica Yon for Jessica Hsu. Hsu seems to be a little bit in pain still. And they're still trying to figure out what the actual call is.
Well, you have three officials, and you have three points of view right now.
Cherry's passing it on the, underneath their own hoop into number 22, top of the key. Edwards almost took the three, decided not to. Kowalski guarding now, number 24, Sydney Harris on the right wing. Harris now has it on the baseline. Tries to take the shot off and into the hands of Marissa Shea. Here come the Blue Stars with a 5-4 lead with 4:19 left in the first. Into Abraham on the kick and go, and it's good. Good heads-up play there on transition offense. Abraham now has 6 points and a 7-4 lead, the largest of the night for the Blue Stars. And another steal. Batty Bedore coughs it up for the Soldiers. Here comes Mr. Shea, top of the key, over to the right wing to number 23. That's Jan. Into Abraham on the right post, and she loses it there. And a little bit over to Cherry. Drives down to the left side of the paint, and she traveled with it. Got caught up on her left hip, and she kept on running. You can't do that.
Well, you know, it's one of those kind of things. You know, you got to take it with you.
Here comes Shea. 3:48 left in the first. 7-4, Port Hope leads by three. Left corner, Kowalski for a long two. This one's no good. Rebound, Cherry. Kicks it up all the way up to Patty Bedore, wide open. And she traveled. Goes kind of ahead of her. She had to catch it. She's quite short. Probably around 5-4. And she couldn't get it off and traveled.
Well, apparently, Clark, both teams want to go ahead and get the ball up the court quickly.
Very quickly. And especially with height on both teams, you wouldn't think that. Shave over to Kowalski on the right wing. Back to Shave in the right corner. Feeds it into Abraham right post. Goes up against a tall tree there. He goes no good. Rebound number 22. Jordan Edwards, but it goes right into the hands of Jan, and it's a Port Hope ball. Shave at the top. 3:12 left in the first. They have a 3-point lead, 7-4 over Genesee Christian. And there's a steal by Edwards. She drives down, and it's tipped away by Kowalski.
Almost went in the basket.
Almost went in the basket. Then all of a sudden, Shave got her hands on it. Now we have a jump ball, Port Hope possession. This game also got a little adrenaline going into it. And we have a timeout called by Genesee Christian. 30-second timeout. So Ryan Brown's going to be listening to the Port Hope bench huddle there. John, what's the key to tonight's game so far?
Who's going to survive?
Yeah, that's for certain. It's very interesting, folks. I mean, one side of this gym has a stage behind the benches. The other side is packed with blue and white, predominantly Port Hope Blue Star blue and white.
You know what I like about the Port Hope attack is that they have a rhyme and reason to it. They're trying to feed into the low post and get some little bunny shots. And for Genesee Christian, in contrast, they're just trying to get the ball up and shoot it anywhere they can.
Well, now we check in with Ryan Brown, listening to the Port Hope huddle. Ryan, what'd you find out?
Coach Shock is going to kind of stress limiting turnovers. They're passing around the perimeter a little bit. Passes are getting deflected, and they're turning the ball over a little too much for her liking. So what she wants them to do is just kind of calm down, work the ball a little bit, and work on their passing so they can get in the lane.
Thank you, Ryan, for that. As Jan dribbles over to the right corner into Shave, she takes the jump shot, gets blocked by Edwards, and into the hands of number 12, Emily Sauer. Heads up play all the way down the court to number 10, Patty Bedore. On the transition, it's good. It's now 7-6, Port Hope still with a 1-point lead. 2:30 left of the first quarter. Kowalski on the left wing, down to Marissa Shea for the long two, and it's good, right along the baseline. An extra foot, she would have had a three. Now 9-6, 3-point lead for the Blue Stars once again. Over to Sauer, drives down the left sideline, back up to Bedore, the left wing, back to Sauer on the baseline for the jump shot. That one's good. Back-to-back baseline jump shots for each team. Makes it 9-8. Port Hope still in the lead. Shave over to the right wing. Picks up her dribble. Back up to Jan, top of the key. Double team coming there. Over to Kowalski for the jump shot from the left wing. This one goes no good. Rebound Jan at the right post. And she goes up for the shot and gets fouled. Two shots coming for her.
Call's going to be on Jordan Edwards.
And I apologize. That's Taylor Ranky. I had my numbers mixed up there. So Taylor Ranky is into the line for two. Fouls on number 22, Jordan Edwards. Her first, Genesee Christian's third. This gym goes silent again. And the first free throw is no good. We have a substitution coming in for Port Hope. Caitlin Papour replaces Abraham. So on the court right now, we have Shave, Kowalski, Ranky, Papour, and Yon on for Port Hope. Second one is good. Ranky now in the books with 1 point and a 2-point lead for the Port Hope Blue Stars. 10-8, minute 45 left in the first quarter.
Port Hope is showing its own press.
And it worked. They cough it up and right into the hands of number 35, Monica Yon. They feed it into 21, Papour, and the right post over to Shave at the right elbow. And there's a loose ball, and it goes out of bounds. Turnover for the Blue Stars. Genesee Christian ball, 70 feet from their own hoop.
You know, nice action and everything, and love the effort. But really what you got to do is just go ahead and pick up your head and look who you're going to be passing to. I mean, if I'm Port Hope and you know, Coach Merle is shocked, and say, let's be passing it to the blue shirts tonight.
I would agree. Sydney Harris has it on the right wing for Genesee. Feeds it into Edwards, back out to Sauer for the long two at the free throw line. That one's good. 10-10, tie ball game with a minute to go in the first quarter. Shave has the left wing over to 21. That's Papour. And there's a steal by Batur for Genesee. She goes up, misses the wide open layup. Rebound Kowalski, no harm, no foul there, literally. Papour, top of the key. Over to Kowalski, left wing. Back over Papour, right wing. Into Shave in the corner. Dribbles to the right elbow. Into Kowalski, left wing. On the baseline, out to Yon. And it goes out of bounds. Last touch by Genesee. Port Hope ball in line with their free throw line on the side.
Genesee Christian right now is attacking the cross-court pass. They're just waiting for the guard to lose her dribble, and then they're laying in wait on it.
Jessica Hsu comes in to replace Kowalski. Hsu got an injury early on after getting fouled on the shot. She's back in. Before, she's being double-teamed in the corner. Dribble passes into Hsu in the right post and can't keep it, hang on to it. And into the hands of number 11, Cherry, for Jesse Christian. She goes in for the layup on the right side, and it's good. Jesse Christian regains the lead at 12-10 with 10 seconds left in the first quarter. Port Hope trailing by two. Over to Ranky, top of the key. 5 seconds left now, double team comes from that. Over Papour, into Marissa Shave in the corner. She needs to shoot with 1 second left, and that one goes no good. So one quarter is in the book. Port Hope trails by only 2 points with Genesee Christian, 12-10. You're tuned to WLIW. We'll be back right after this.
Hi, Todd Bowers from Moore Motors in Carroll. Looking for a fine luxury car? Look no further. We have a great selection of brand new Lincolns on the lot. Our Lincoln selection is larger than any other in the thumb. We have the luxurious MKZ, MKS, MKX, and MKT all in stock. You can't beat the quality and beauty in a Lincoln. Step up to one of these premium automobiles. Come see me, Todd Bowers, at Moore Motor Sales, just west of Carroll on M81, or shop the web at themooreautogroup.com. See you soon.
We're back. Second quarter about to begin here. Ryan Brown is moving in currently to the Port Hope bench. Ryan, what'd you find out?
Well, Coach Shock is really trying to get them to relax, because if you notice, after the first time out, she didn't want to be turning the ball over, and they came out and did exactly that. They weren't taking care of it. The passes were getting a little lazy, so she's really going to focus on taking care of the ball, trying to get good shots on offense just by working it a little bit instead of getting too helter-skelter at it.
Thank you, Ryan, for that. We'll be checking in periodically throughout the game to the Port Hope huddle. Ophelia Abraham leads all scorers right now with 6 points. Marissa Shave has two. Taylor Ranky and Jessica Hsu each have one off a free throw. Blue Stars trail by 2 points right now, 12-10 at the beginning of the second quarter. Jesse Christian gets it to start it. Cherry being guarded by Shave. Over to number 12, Sauer. Right corner, she takes a jump shot. That one goes no good. Rebound, Christian. Back up to Cherry, top of the key. Into number 24 is the free throw line. Harris picks up a dribble, back out to Badur. Goes to her right. Into Cherry, now into Sauer. Loose ball in the paint. And there's the jump ball. And it should be Port Hope ball. Yes, it is. In possession arrow. So number 13 for Port Hope. That's Kristen Kowalski. Replaces number 35, About